Burt Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's not Beyonce and it's not Taylor Swift, but an OnlyFans manager says there's one pop star out there that could make $100 million a year on OnlyFans. I'll give you a hint. It's not a current day artist. She's alive, but she's not currently putting out music. If you had to take a swing, who is bringing home the money?
Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. It's Britney Spears.
She doesn't need the cash, though.
She doesn't need the cash, but like, why not? I mean, you could just sit on there and be Britney Spears. You don't have to take your clothes off. Just
Sherry does that. Sherry takes her clothes off on her Instagram and puts little flower emojis over her hoo-ha.
This manager is just trying to make sure she maximizes her profits. Why do it for free when you could bring home the cash?
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's going to need the money because I think she got really drained during her conservatorship with the amount that was spent. So
on legal fees and whatnot?
Legal fees, but also by her management team that she didn't spend, but they spent on salaries and retainers and things of that nature that were shady. So I know millions, like her fortune's been slashed because of that.
Oh, yeah, so this is just retribution. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine being in any position, someone saying, hey, you could make $13 million by the end of this month just by getting on OnlyFans. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just sit there. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine saying no to that. And
I can't imagine having morals.
I'm not taking my clothes off. I wouldn't take my clothes off. I would just sit there. I would just be Britney Spears. Imagine having that much power to your name to where you could make $5 million just doing that.
Okay, so $13 million is on the line for you, right? Except you have to take your clothes off, but you're not showing your face at all. Nobody has any idea. You would turn $13 million down for that.
Okay, but that's different. See, I do have morals. But Britney wouldn't have to. Britney could just go on and have a little chit-chat session. I guarantee you people would still pay for that.
You didn't answer my question. Would you do it for $13 million?
No.
No one ever knows it's your face, but it is your body.
No.
For $13 million.
I have morals. I would never.
Oh, 20 so it's
million,
me who doesn't
maybe.
Have morals.
Yep.
Me neither.
I'm going to get that $13.
I'll tell you what. If I'm making $13 million on my naked body, you are overpaying.
You already told us what that doctor said yesterday. The nose knows.
That's true. I've been saying it for years. Big nose, big hose.
I just made it up.
Put that on a t-shirt. I have worked with you for 13 years, and that sentiment has never
been. Mo thinks he's got bars.
That was top five. I'm not going to lie to you.
So yesterday we were talking about these researchers that were saying that women have it all wrong, that you're looking at a man's hands and feet to see if he's well endowed. And they said the more accurate thing is the nose. And I was celebrating yesterday.
Finally, yes.
So when you going to release your gray sweatpants picture?
Hey, big nose, big hose is true. It explains why I've got no hose, considering I got a nose job earlier this year.
Oh, man.
You blew it.
Yep. Biggest mistake of my life. Okay, let's talk about this Morgan Wallen thing. So if you didn't hear, over the weekend, he threw a chair off of Eric Church's new bar Chiefs in Nashville, which, by the way, looks incredible. I saw a TikTok video of it the other day. I cannot wait to party there this summer. Anyway, he's facing 3 felonies now, but now there's a theory coming out that the reason why he had such an outburst is because he's having such a visceral reaction to his baby mama's marriage to another guy last week.
Can we explore this for just 1 second? Because I've never quite understood this here, right? Like, I can understand it maybe like stinging for a second if you're still not in love with them, like, so they're getting married to another person. But I've heard women say that they break down crying even though they haven't talked to the dude in years and years and years. He moves on with his life and it's still very emotional for them. I don't get it.
Yes, that happened to me going through the drive-thru of a Gold Star Chili in Cincinnati after a Pearl Jam concert.
Wow.
I will
That's
never...
pretty specific.
That's very, very specific.
That is a core memory, obviously.
My dating antichrist, his best friend, Mike, I see him, and it was just so random to run into him. He's like, hey, by the way, did you hear Josh is having a baby? And I hadn't dated this guy in years. I get back to my room. I couldn't eat my cheese coney. I was so upset.
Why?
I was sobbing.
Explain it to me.
I did want to be with him, didn't love him. It was just the fact that I had those thoughts like, we were supposed to get married. We were supposed to have kids. Like, that was supposed to be our dream. And now he's living it with somebody else. And here I am, still single by myself, not where I thought I was going to be. I'm in a hotel room in Northern Kentucky eating Gold Star chili.
Okay, I understand that.
It was rock bottom.
It was. It was.
So it wasn't really him. It was that.
Oh, no,
supposed,
it was him.
It was him.
Yeah, it was him. And it just, oh, man. And it stung, and it had been years. And I see Mikey's like, yeah, he's having a baby. And I was like,
well, I think there's so much ego wrapped up in it, especially for someone like Morgan Wallen, who can have as big of an ego as he wants because he's a big country star. So probably kicked him in the nuts that way.
By the way, he deserves those charges. I watched the video. Like, he could have killed somebody if that chair had landed on the how high it was and tossing it off the roof like that. That was so hella dangerous, especially with how packed those bars and streets are. That was stupid.
Stupid. All right. Actor Billy Dee Williams says actors should be allowed to do blackface. I'll explain to you what his reasoning is on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.